The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member. And we don't mean your Aunt Dolores.
You stink!
The TNT Shop has it all. At TNTRadio.live. A moment of sanity. In a sea of madness. Katie Hopkins on today's News Talk Radio. TNT.
Very warm welcome to the Katie Hopkins Show this Friday, the 2nd of June, live from the Better Way Conference in Bath. Coming up on the show today, we have the boss man of TNT, Mike Bryan, and he'll be taking your questions. And of course, my top stories out of the UK, starting with Andrew Tate. You know what to do, good people, to the tribe, the chat. We had record numbers yesterday, and you know, I know, our tribe chats at tntradio.live, or you can give us a call. Here are the numbers you need.
Stay with Katie Hopkins and speak your mind, and we'll listen. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Certainly is. And free speech is alive and well here at the Better Way Conference in Bath with the World Council for Health, would you believe? I almost feel intelligent just by being here. I'm surrounded by academics. I'm surrounded by doctors. I'm surrounded by lawyers. I'm surrounded by all sorts of very, very smart people. So clearly, I need to be putting on my big girl pants and pretending to be a grown-up adult in the room. Patrick Henningsen is here with the deepest voice in human history that only pigeons can hear. I tried to hear him over dinner last night, but I just couldn't hear his thundering rattle. I'll just say for the record, Patrick Henningsen's photo on TNT, nothing like him in real life. Nothing like him. That is a good-looking photo of Patrick on the TNT website. In real life, not a bad looking guy, but like if this was a dating situation and Patrick, if I had said I would date Patrick based on his photo on TNT website, and then I met him like I did last night for the first time, I'd do that thing I would do on dates, which is that I demand that Patrick would have to buy me drinks until he looked like he looks on the TNT website photo. Do you know what I mean? Like if that was a dating situation, he'd have to get me drunk enough so that he looks like how he thinks he used to look 25 years ago when he was 20 pounds lighter. That. Natalie is here from the Rick and Natalie show. And I was in charge of keeping Natalie well behaved yesterday. And if you know me, you'll know that putting me in charge of keeping someone else behaved is not the smartest idea. James is here. Mike's lovely wife is here as well. And I just have to say, we have no idea how Mike Ryan ended up married to his lovely wife. He clearly doesn't deserve her. She's way out of his league. I just don't even know. She must have had some sort of mild coma incident. Thank you for the goat yelling, help. She's way out of his league. I just don't even know. She must have had some sort of mild coma incident. Thank you for the goat yelling, help. Good effort, studio. So we're going to be talking to Mike, the boss man of TNT. So if you don't know who Mike is, that's fine. No one does. But you can ask the boss man of TNT anything you want. So I need you to go to the chat, tntradio.live, TNT, Tango November Tango, or as you tell me to say, twats, nipples, tits, what was it? tntradio.live. Go to the chat and ask questions of Mike. So yesterday we had a record-breaking chat, the highest numbers ever. You'll know that my job is to break the chat so that my boss fires me. Go to the chat, questions for the boss of TNT Radio. Essentially, why on earth would you put yourself through that? Or why on earth would you employ Katie Hopkins? That sort of thing. Get to the chat. First up, let me tell you about, don't be naughty to Patrick. He's a great guy. At what point was I naughty to Patrick? I wasn't naughty. I told you some home truths. I didn't say he wasn't a great guy. I said that his photo looks nothing like the man. That's it. That's not naughtiness. That's just facts. And when women spit facts, some of you little boys have a problem. So the Better Way Conference in Bath. Listen to the vision of these guys. So these are the guys that I believe are putting up the counterfight to the World Health Organization, right? So Better Way, we believe in a healthy world where everyone enjoys information and transparency, access to proven medicines, and real action in the face of disease, whilst respecting each individual's personal health decisions. That's such a key point, isn't it? Whilst respecting each individual's personal health decisions. That's something that's been taken away from us, no? And we believe in a world where we keep our water and air clean, our food uncontaminated, and our families together. Katie, your partner or mate has to be happy hearing your comments on Patrick. Yeah, well, lovely Mark probably doesn't listen to me. I think he probably has enough of me in my home life, do you not think? we want some car bumper stickers. You want some TNT car? Oh, I see. TNT Katie Hopkins car stickers. I wonder if that would make your car a target, though. I mean, it would, but also sod it. I've got my TNT t-shirt today. Yes. Right. What do we do? The World Council for Health brings to the table the world's best health advocates, doctors, innovators, and activists fighting to achieve good health for all. We work collaboratively. This is the World Health Council, the World Council for Health. We work collaboratively. Should we try for some English? Collaboratively with 200 plus organizations in 45 countries to advance public health knowledge and sense making. Together, we take action to defend health freedom and promote healthy lifestyles. So this is all obviously the World Council for Health blurb, but there's a lot of phrases in there that are really meaningful for our side, like respecting personal health decisions and also defending health freedom. Because we see that that is something that's being taken away from us, right? So that's what these good people are here to do. There's 1,200 people coming to this conference today. I met a few of them last night at dinner where we had our TNT table, and it was a glorious affair. And this is the, in summary, this is the fight back, truly, the fight back against the World Health Organization. But these guys are fighting back in a different way to, say, me and the speakeasies and me and the underground speakeasies and the rough of the road and the sweat and the farms and the dirt and the muck. That's where I see myself. You know, I'm face planted deep down into the roar of the thing. This feels kind of more hygienic. This feels like the showered version of my speakeasies. It doesn't make them better. It doesn't make them there's no kind of level of judgment, but this is like the sanitized version of ordinary people who are bringing the fight. But we need all different sorts of people operating at all different sorts of levels. And what these guys do is academia. They do meticulous research. They do lawyers. They do academic stuff, documenting, pushing against politicians, pushing against the law, and detailing like their lives depend on it. And our war is fought at many, many levels. And we need these people just as we need our ordinary people like me on the road. You know, strength in depth is what we need. And that's what we're building here. So TNT is officially live on the road. Be proud that you're part of TNT. We have our own booth. We have posters. We have a uniform. Seriously. We're becoming, I don't know what we're becoming. We're becoming something like corporate, are we? So looking forward to going to Better Way today. I hope to meet you. Oh, your tribe is here. So do come. There's a whole TNT room. You just go up the floor, up the stairs. We're next to the ladies' toilets, truly. I mean, what more perfect thing could you be than be next to the, everybody has to go to the ladies' toilets. The most powerful women here. We'll be using the toilets and we're right next door. It's perfect. So yeah, do come find us at the TNT room. Everybody welcome to join the conversation. If you're here now and listening to this, get your bum here and you can jump on with us. So do come. Speaking of Katie merch, Katie on TNT Morning Radio mugs or the like. Ooh, I think we can do better than that. We need a mug with an image of my tiny boobs at the bottom of the mug, so you get that to look forward to when you drain your morning coffee. TNT needs to poach Neil Oliver. Yeah, although Neil Oliver needs to poach a razor. That is a hairy man right there. Yeah, we could, I don't know. Neil Oliver might be too big for us right now. He's like this sort of glorious kind of randy, hairy dog. All the women are like, oh, Neil, Neil. It's kind of fun to watch. Do I have a secret handshake? Me? No, I don't know that I do. So do join us. Join the TNT chat. Come to the TNT booth if you're in Bath or if you can get to Bath. All throughout the day, your favorite presenters, not me, but Rick or Natalie or James or Patrick will be here. Big Mike's here, his lovely wife. Come and say hi at the TNT booth in Bath if you can. One story I want to cover before we speak to the boss at 9:20-ish, 20 minutes past the hour, maybe a bit later. So do put your questions for the boss man onto the chat. But I just briefly want to, if I may, to Neil Oliver is an ape man. Yes, I think he's going back down the evolutionary order of things, which is not a bad thing, right? Because we've been, you know, we've had progress right up to the age of Concord. And then, as you know, if you're a long-term Katie listener, we've been regressing ever since. Well, I think Neil Oliver might be leading the regression in the sense that he's going full ape mode to show that we don't need any of the industrial complex or the political complex. He's going right back to square one where we just evolved from the apes and we were truly free. I think that's the kind of look he's going for. I want to talk about Andrew Tate. I don't know if you know. Andrew Tate gave his first TV interview with a major broadcaster yesterday since being released from house arrest. Since being released from police custody in Romania into house arrest. So this was his first big interview with the BBC. And Mr. Tate, as they call him, Andrew, invited the BBC into his home, which, bear in mind, he kind of had to do based on the fact that he's on house arrest. So he isn't going to be going anywhere else now, is he? But he invited the BBC into his home. And Andrew has always expressed his mistrust of traditional media. He's always been very clear about what he thinks about mainstream media. And then he invites the BBC into his home whilst he's under house arrest. And this really important sentence, he agreed to our interview, that's BBC. He agreed to the interview with no set conditions. And that's very Andrew. So he invites effectively the enemy, if you think of the BBC and what they're likely to do, you know they're going to send along a female interviewer. You know they're going to send along some bitter woman wearing no makeup, not dressed appropriately at all to do a professional interview. You know that. You know that. And that's exactly what they did. I could have put all the money I don't have on them sending some bitter woman who looks so crumbly and earthy and so, ugh. And they did exactly that. She was called Lucy, I think. And there was nothing juicy about Lucy. I have a girlfriend called Lucy and she's juicy. This one was not. So they send along Lucy and Tate agrees to be interviewed. And it was one of his most, he's had many genius moves, but this was a brilliant, brilliant move by him. I want you to listen to the, on the chat, Katie, I would only drink milk from that mug. Okay, that mug is a thing. I will speak to Bossman shortly and we will make this happen. So Andrew Tate, this is his first interview with the BBC. And I want you to take a listen to what the BBC have posted as their clip from their interview with Andrew Tate. Take a listen to this.
I have never, ever encouraged a student to attack a teacher, male or female, ever. I preach hard work, discipline. I'm an athlete. I preach anti-drug. I preach religion. I preach no alcohol. I preach no knife crime. Every single problem with modern society, I'm against. I'm teaching young men to be disciplined, to be diligent, to listen, to train, to work hard, to be exactly like me. And I'm saying that if men grew up like me, which are hardworking and diligent and emotional control and stoic, we're going to have a better society, not a worse society. To sit here and say that schools in England, which is a failing nation, which has knife crime going through the roof, violence going through the roof, men's mental health going through the roof, and they're going to all blame me because I appeared on the internet
you
1 year ago,
an image of
is
success.
Disingenuous. It's disingenuous.
You
and
sell
also,
an image
also,
of financial success
correct.
With a Bugatti and a cigar, but it comes with a side order of misogyny.
How does having a Bugatti and a cigar come with misogyny?
Lovely work there by him, just getting the facts, spitting facts. So he teaches hard work, he teaches discipline, he teaches training, he teaches emotional stoicism. I love that he's managing to get those hits out. And for me as a mum with a 14-year-old boy, son, 6'2" of him, I am thrilled. People ask about my opinion on Tate. I don't think my opinion on Tate really matters because Tate's doing his own thing. I certainly don't think anyone criticizing anyone on our side, speaking boldly, is a good thing. And I'll never criticize anyone on our team. But for me, just personally, at a level of a mother, I'm thrilled that Andrew Tate's out there. I'm thrilled that we have Andrew Tate and his views. I'm thrilled that there's a bold man speaking about discipline and hard work and emotional stoicism and training and athleticism. I'm thrilled because that's a perfect, you know, that is military in and of itself, but it's a perfect structural thing for how we want. I want boys to be like that. That's what I want. So I'm thrilled that we have Andrew out there. I think it's a super bold move inviting the BBC in when you know what they're going to bring. And I love what he was managing to do with this interview, which is going to be probably the most viewed interview of all time, certainly the biggest thing the BBC have ever had. And he's absolutely right when he's saying he's doing them a favor. When he talks about, I'm doing you a favor by giving you relevance. That's absolutely the truth of it. We're going to come back to more from Andrew Tate because there's a few more clips I want to play you just to see how he dissects and rips apart the BBC. But first, we're going to go to a very, very short commercial break. Go nowhere. We'll be right back with Andrew Tate and also then the boss man, Mike Ryan, here at TNT. So do get your questions for Mike onto the chat at tntradio.live. My name is Katie Hopkins, and this is TNT Radio.
You should hear what Steve Hook is talking about.
Trump has been the big evil. He has been Hitler. And now the media is literally saying that DeSantis is worse than Hitler. So if there was ever, and there was for the, you know, in the 90s, maybe even in the early to mid 2000s, you could have the debate, is the media just absolutely partisan? And people on both sides could debate that subject and they felt really good about their answers. Well, there's no debate anymore. The media is absolutely completely in the tank for socialism. Come Marxism, come Stalinism, come Maoism, whatever. They're all about the isms now, and they're not too fan-friendly to anybody in the GOP. You'll recall that they called Bush the elder Hitler. They called Bush the younger Hitler. They called John McCain Hitler. They called Mitt Romney Hitler. And of course, Trump is now, he's really, really Hitler. And now Ron DeSantis is, he's really even worse than Hitler, which is just absolutely asinine. But by God, these idiots in the media will absolutely stand up for it.
Steve Hook on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Have you ever felt like time was moving too fast? Do you need a break from the hustle and bustle of your daily routine? Then come and experience Sam Sam Yao Nui, where time slows down and magic comes to life on the stunning Yao Nui Island in southern Thailand. Our private villas and public spaces are quiet, spacious, and very inspirational. Inside and outside magic spaces, you'll find exceptional facilities and a full contemporary art collection to inspire your senses. Our dedicated Sam Sam family is here to provide bespoke services to make your stay unforgettable. Let nature and our Sam Sam family team take over, and you'll get the utmost recalibration of your mental balance. Discover the enchantment that awaits you at Sam Sam Yao Nui. Book your stay today at Sam Sam Yao Nui and experience our magic places, magic spaces for yourself.
Book your stay in Thailand now and visit samsam-spaces.com.
Stay with Katie Hopkins when you have something to say. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
So we are back here at Better Way Conference in the TNT booth on the first floor of Apex. And we're talking Andrew Tate. We're going to speak to the boss man, Mike Ryan. And I'm encouraging you to come here. If you're anywhere near Bath, come to the TNT box. Come and see us and jump on with me if you want to. And guess who we just found loitering around the place? We have found, in fact, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Tell people who you are.
I'm little Carol out the chat box.
Can we get a studio round of applause, please, for little Carol from the chat box? Studio, go. We've got a round of applause. Tell us what you love about the chat.
Because I make friends and we're all like-minded people in the chat box. And I love it. I've listened loads now because it's just fun.
Do you find it like almost like having a friend in your kitchen or wherever?
Everybody in there. Everybody says hello to you. Well, as soon as you've been in a few times, they say hello and a little heart for me and hello, LC, I am, because people can't be bothered to type.
And tell me, what are some of the names that you remember from the chat?
Well, it's Holly, Skippy. Who else is there? Mazzy.
But they're like your
Jock.
Jock.
Yeah, he's always on there as well. See, so it's my new little family.
Your new little family. And this is really important to me that's exactly what TNT we're trying to build, is your little family, that you have a new, for people who maybe as well have been alienated or pushed out from their own families, this is a new little family, right?
Yeah, well, my daughter thinks I'm mad because I didn't have any injections. I thought, the NHS phoned me up on a Sunday and I thought, what? You phoned me up on a Sunday to get an injection? I thought, osteoporosis isn't even open. It takes you 6 months to get an appointment. So I pretended she was a nuisance call. I said, oh, no, I'm not telling you my details over the phone. I don't like nuisance calls. So in the end, she hung up.
So you can't get help for a condition that you actually have.
Yeah, but because everybody's busy jabbing everybody.
But on a Sunday, you were able to get a phone call about a problem you don't have.
Exactly. Sunday dinner time, I thought, who rings me up? And then, why would the NHS ring me on Sunday lunch on 1 o'clock? I thought, give over.
And if you don't mind me asking about your daughter, does she speak to you at all?
We chat. It's like a banned subject because she thinks I'm a bit mad because I'm trying to warn her about smart cities and everything else. Swindon's millimetres away because I go round and look at all the infrastructure and I'm...
You can see it coming.
I can see it. I tackled the councillor when they came for the local elections.
I just want to read you. I'm not being rude when I look at my phone, Carol. I want to read you from the chat. That's why I'm looking at my phone. Right. Please don't consider me rude.
No, you can.
Here we go.
Listen to Carol. It's your show.
Oh, it really isn't my show. No, no, no. It's TNT's show. Absolutely. Yeah. This is our family show. Woohoo, Carol. Little Carol, my favourite nana. Go, Carol. Hi, Carol. Lovely. Hi, Carol. Jock of halal vegan land. Lol. So yeah. Everybody is on here saying hi.
I told you they're my friends. I said I'd come in the box. I was listening to Patrick last night.
He's so cute? Isn't he? He speaks so low, doesn't he?
I know.
It's very exciting.
I know.
My clothes fall off just listening to his voice.
It's like wearing fur-lined knickers, isn't it?
It is like wearing fur. Do you know about wearing fur-lined knickers, Carol?
No.
Have you had some experience? Lean in. Tell them about your thong.
I was going to use it as a mask because I thought, well, I'm never going to wear that.
No.
Not after the menopause.
Oh, no. No thongs after the menopause. No, Carol. You don't want that sticking up your bum.
I'll use it.
Use it for a mask. So you nearly put your thong on your face.
I had it in my pocket. I thought if anybody starts on me, say, why haven't you got a mask? And I'll put a G-string on
your face. Put your G-string on your face.
Because it fits just about. Size 8 little G-string, black one. I thought that'll
do. A size 8? Carol. Yeah. You're tempting everybody.
Sorry.
Carol with a size 8 G-string on her face. I love that you say after the menopause, I'm not going near that stuff.
No, I know. Well, I'm not.
No, me either, bird. I've been in the menopause.
Yeah, didn't it make you awkward?
Oh, it makes you awkward.
You think, what? What are you trying to tell me that for?
Oh, it does. It makes you all sorts of things.
Yeah, I know.
But it also makes you better because you get through it, don't you, Carol?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You have, like, this suit of armour.
Suit of armour.
I'm allergic to idiots, are you?
This
stupid
is why you
people, oh, just want to punch them.
Yes, well, I get that. I get this sort of deep internal thing where it goes, starts with the letter F and it ends in like duck. And I want to scream duck off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Carol?
Exactly.
I know.
I know.
I know.
Well, I've got a weapon as well.
You've got a walking stick.
Get on my nerves enough. Get a smack around the head.
Get a smack around the head. You could think about using that on the boss, Mike Ryan, in a minute.
Well, I will if he doesn't keep in line.
Keep it, exactly. You keep Mike Ryan in line. So what we're going to do, Carol, is I'm just going to check that I've read you all the comments from the chat because too much information, lol. It's not too much information. Some cowardly man who doesn't want to hear about our knickers.
Oh, well.
What do you say to him?
Perhaps it's a bit early for him.
Is it a bit early? Yeah, never know where they're in.
Men, they don't wake up early.
Right, we're going to send, what we're going to do, TNT, is to the tribe. We're going to send Carol off to Marshall Mike because Carol's got a stick. So
I'll keep him in line.
You keep him in line for us.
Yeah.
You go and do that. And then we'll be right back in just a moment with Mike Ryan. And we're also going to get, because Carol, we've worked out her best way of moving Carol is on wheels. So we're going to have lovely Mike's wife is going to come and wheel. I'm literally going to describe to you what's happening now in the TNT box. Lovely Mike's wife, who's glorious, has picked up Carol and her stick and is wheeling her. So little Carol, everyone's favourite Nana, is now being wheeled across a conference room in Bath and repositioned within hitting distance of Mike Ryan so she can keep Mike in under control. Literally, the story of my life. Let me take us back briefly in amongst the mayhem. Can you even imagine? This place is madness today. I just want to play you, and it's the final clip of mine, and it's where Andrew, so it would be clip three, it's where Andrew summarizes what's gone on with this interview with this BBC reporter. I want to just play you Andrew Tate absolutely owning the BBC, clip three. And this clip will be, I suspect, one of the viral clips, one of the most watched clips over the next week or so. So take a listen to Andrew Tate owning the BBC.
Because you have no time to actually watch my content at length and understand what I'm saying. You have small pieces of paper, small clips on a piece of paper, and you're trying to pretend I've said evil things. And then you're going to say I'm the most dangerous man in the world, which is truly laughable. Do you believe I'm the most dangerous man in the world, Lucy?
I'm not answering your question.
Well, then we need to change the dynamic of this interview. Because, and I'll make this clear, I allowed you into my home. I'm doing you a favor, giving you the first interview I'm giving to the public. You don't come here with a position of authority. You're not the police. I don't respect the BBC. I don't know you. We are equals. We are people. And I see you as my equal. And if you ask me questions, I can ask you questions back. For you to come here and sit down and pretend you're the Gestapo and that you don't have to answer my question is disingenuous because this is a conversation. I don't owe you any degree of authority over
me. I think
we're done. What a legend. So he's calling out the BBC for exactly what they do, which is take a tiny clip, twist it up, and then make it so that, you know, they make out like he's saying something. He was smart, smart, smart. Of course he's so smart. Had his own film crew in, filming the BBC interview. So everybody was able to see what they were up to. And it was a glorious thing. More people on the chat talking about Carol. I'm just going to shout over to Carol. Listen, one second. Carol, love. Listen, Carol wins the internet today. Hi, lovely. Little Carol made me laugh. Love you. So just loads of people here on the chat saying how much they love Carol. Basically, Carol now has an entire TNT fan club going on. You know, it's a marvelous thing. In just a moment, we're going to have lovely Mike Ryan here. Once he's stopped goofing around with Carol, we're going to get the boss man on. So get your questions for Mike Ryan, the boss of TNT, the man who's made all this happen and gave our family a home. Get your questions on. There can be anything you want to ask Mike Ryan. Ask him on the chat. So tribe, get thee to the chat. TNT, Tango November Tango Radio .live. You can say anything you want to little Carol. She's still here. Mike's wife is still here. I think Darren is here. I can't tell because I can only see his ass. Yes, it's Darren. Actually, his ass. I'm going to just say this. Darren's ass is better than his face. So in many ways, I've kind of got the better view. So we've got Darren, we've got Carol, we've got Mike, we've got everybody. But what we're going to do now is we're going to bring in Mike Ryan, And we're going to get you guys to ask him a few questions. I'm going to get to interrogate the man. And what you also needed to do is break the chat. So we have more people on the chat now than we've ever had. Our mission is to break the chat. So Mike has to invest in a new system. TNTradio.live. Mr. Mike Ryan, boss of TNT.
You think Patrick's got a good voice? Yes. Katie. So good to see you again after last night. at the function, I mean.
I was, we've got some photos to put up later of me eating bananas seductively in front of Mike.
That's your private chat room.
People will pay for that kind of content, Mike.
And that's right, they do. Problem is, I might be in it, so that may not happen. Lovely to have you here in Bath.
Well, thank you, my sweetie. Now, let me ask you, for someone who doesn't know you, like, so, you know, maybe people in the UK, people who've never heard of you before, people who have no idea what you are or what you look like, thank God for them, bless them. Tell people who you are. What's your name? Where'd you come from? What are you about?
what a terrible question.
No, it's brilliant.
Okay. Who I am? I am Mike Ryan.
What's the most interesting thing about you, Mike?
Well, it's my personality, actually, and the looks. I'm just we have a radio station called TNT Radio, TNTRadio.live, and we broadcast globally. The business consists of a small board, including Jennifer Squires and myself, and we are hopefully doing good. And that's what we have to do. We have to do good. And there are no egos except for me around you because you being my favorite person in the world.
Well, you've got me as your shower curtain, which I think, you know, people need to know about that.
I know my wife's.
Okay, let's say nothing.
What else do you want to know?
I want to know, in an age where speech is the new alcohol, where speech is prohibited, in an age where, is it fair to say that most of your staff at TNT, most of your presenters have been fired?
Well, they have. We haven't. We look for those with a scurrilous background.
And most people on the show have been fired from radio.
Or TV. And the reason is because they didn't fit in with the narrative of that particular radio or TV station or the government. And I think we're in a terrible spot these days because, and we always talk about mainstream media or legacy media, but the mainstream or legacy media are not anymore a news organization. They are simply media, propaganda, almost like an advertising agency, I would think. I think the difference with us is that we endeavor to tell the truth, and sometimes we do get it wrong. And if we get it wrong, I do not want anybody telling us that because we're never wrong.
I love you.
Something like that.
And I want to read you in a moment some of the comments on chat.
So okay, please don't.
No, I really do. It's important that you hear
scary.
Them.
No, it's very scary. Truth hurts.
Mike's a funny one, and I see a lot of me in Mike in that Mike is brilliant at deflecting anyone being kind to him through humor and self-ridicule, because I suspect Mike is not used to receiving too much in the way of kindness, but there is a world of kindness pouring out on the chat. So if any of you want to be an absolute nasty bastard about Mike, please do get on the chat because we need some balance. Tell us why you decided, in a time when speech is prohibited, tell us why you wanted to create this platform. Like, what on earth would you be thinking to start a radio station at a time when you're not allowed to speak?
I think that's the reason, because you weren't allowed to speak. And I think we all need to have, we need to be able to speak. And sometimes if the truth hurts, then so be it. It's just, it's the way of life, and we're all adults. We all need to be able to take the good with the bad. So what I was seeing was just this terrible. It was a one-sided narrative, and I could have done a billion other things. And I thought that we needed to do something that was positive, that was truthful, and along with Jenny, the other person that helps run the Jennifer Squires, we're both directors of the company. We decided that we're going to just go out and tell the truth and just tell the truth. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, you start with the truth and you work from there. I find mainstream media doesn't start with the truth. They start with a sales pitch. Sales pitch, look at COVID. It was a pure sales pitch from the government. But the difference between the sales pitch was it was a bit like the government would say, you either do what we want you to do or you will lose your license. Ofcom, for example, terrible organisation in the UK. And, you know, I was speaking to Patrick yesterday from middle of August this year. Hello. It's a late night last night, Katie. and the teeth are just not working.
The teeth, you haven't got them in straight. I think you've missed your glue.
And thank you very much. Well, Darren's got those. sorry. But middle of the year, we're in trouble. And we snort together too. No, not cocaine. We just snort, don't we? but middle of the year, we're in trouble because the Digital Services Act in Europe comes into being. And that means that they will control free speech in Europe. But it's not just Europe. If you have a company, for example, that wants to do business in Europe, if they want to do business in Europe, they have to adhere to the new laws and regulations coming in on mis- and disinformation for the entire company, which means global. So therefore, they're not just controlling Europe, they're controlling globally. But they get even worse, that if that company wishes to do business in Europe, besides adhering to the narrative of the government of the day, they also have to ensure that all the suppliers, all their other contributors also adhere to that. Mm. Otherwise, they won't be allowed to do business in Europe. And their suppliers, so what they are doing, we've gone right back to, you know, the 15th, 16th century, where Europe controlled the world. And they're shutting down, I believe they're trying to shut down the town square. And that shouldn't happen. That's why speakeasies are so good.
And that's exactly what I think you're doing. Now, what I'm going to ask Mike to do, and this is going to take bit of a lecture from me. I need to ask the boss man, do I have to go to commercial break?
I don't know.
Well, it's normally my rule, but do I have to, boss, or can I not do it today, pretty please?
Murray. Hello, Murray. I'm having a lovely time. Murray's the one of our producers there. Anyway, Murray's there. I'm here.
So do you want us to have... No, we don't have to. The boss man says I don't have to.
No, we don't.
Can I get a round of applause for the boss man saying that I don't have to? No, it comes out of studio. It's produced.
Yes.
I've got a round of applause from studio.
Really?
Yeah, for the boss man. There we are.
Murray's so slippery.
He's not. We're so slick. You don't realise how smooth an operation I'm running.
But you don't realise how smooth Murray is.
You don't realise how smooth my legs are. did you see? Mike's, I wish I had a camera on Mike. His little face just fell off. Now, Mike, I'm going to ask you to listen to this.
Okay.
Mike.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
A message for the boss man.
Oh, my God.
Thanks a million, Mike, for everything that you've done for free speech in this batshit bonkers world. TNT is like an oxygen mask that I put on every day. It helps me breathe. Question for anyone aspiring to be in radio, will you be offering internships? So do you have thoughts for how we can bring in more people? But listen to the first message, is that this chat is flooded with people saying, Mike's been an absolute legend. I think you're doing a great job, Mike. Please say Mike to thank you. Big thanks to Mike and the team. Mm. The people are flooding to the chat to thank you, Mike. I'm determined to make you hear people saying thank
you. First of all, it's always used loosely, but I'm very humble. And I know Jen is very humble because we do put in very big hours. We don't expect anything back. We just want to do good. As for the internship, well, we are expanding. We are expanding. So watch this space. But
Mike's waistline.
What was that?
Like your waistline.
Yes. We're expanding. Well, after last night, that never happened. but the libations were wonderful.
Can we get ready with another studio applause, please? Because we have a first-time listener.
Oh, wow.
So ding, 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 ding for the bell, right? And we have to celebrate every first. Yes, thank you. That's for Michelle. Michelle, is the first time on TNT. So good to be here. Mike, can you look around the room now here?
Yes.
And can you detail for our audience what the room is like? Don't forget to speak into your mic, boss.
There's some empty beer cans on the floor. Oh, not sorry. True. I'm sorry.
Tell people what's going on in the room. Act professional.
Okay, act professional. In fact, what we have is we have, what are you doing to your head? Darren's squeezing his head.
Darren's got a hat, a TNT hat.
There's Darren. He's looking very man about town. We have little Carol.
He's so cute. Darren is, isn't Darren so cute though? Look.
He's a little Carol was talking to Rick Munn, which is a bit of a worry because if they really knew Rick like we do.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't. Terrible. You can get syphilis. If you stand that close, Carol, you'll catch something. There's herpes. Herpes. Carol says, don't worry, she's been sprayed. Carry on.
She's been fumigated. That's great and good to hear. Then we have my wife who's looking at me sternly. You notice that wives, because you're a wife.
She's great.
You
know,
like, you get like a tree trunk between the eyes and the frown. It's terrifying.
There is no way on God's green earth you deserve your wife.
No, actually, you're dead right. You're dead right.
Where is Mrs. Boss? Can we call over Mrs. Boss?
Mrs. Boss.
Come here, Mrs. Boss. I want your wife to hear what people. Can I get you to just join your husband? Sit on your husband's lap.
No, the trail.
I say. Come and join his mic. So this is lovely. Oh, she's honestly. We must get photos of Mrs. Boss. She's so fabulous. People are on the chat. Big thanks to you all for what you do because I see how much you will put into this business, this work. Your husband being always at work or always on the radio. Why do you tolerate Mike Ryan?
Oh dear. I think we've been together 33 years and you don't get that for murder.
She's so dumb. And how is someone as good looking as you married to Mike?
I think it's the tablets I take.
Are you on a high dose?
I think the band.
Or was it something he fed you? Was it like did it say Rohypnol on the on the label?
Oh, no, I willingly took it, so I'm not sure what it was.
So in a moment of sincerity, people on the chat here are thanking you and Mike sincerely for what you've done, creating this family, creating this chat. People on chat saying, I'm addicted to this chat. This is the only place I feel at home.
Yeah.
Do you see what you're doing?
I feel so proud, very proud. Yeah, it's wonderful. I think it's what we need at this stage in the world.
Yeah. You should see the two of them together looking at each other.
It's a bit like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. There's a good one and then there's Frankenfurter. Now, that's what I look like. Is that right, Katie?
No.
After last night,
I see the two of you together. You're a proper unit, you two, aren't you?
Well, we are. Yeah. We are. And, but I think speaking of family, I think TNT truly is a how would you describe? I think TNT would be described as family.
It is family.
I think we are all on the same path.
We don't have to agree on our path.
We shouldn't. No. We should be able to say what we want to say. We should be able to be comfortable in what we want to say. And there's Darren coming over. He wants to say something too.
Yeah, thank you. You stay there. Darren will pull up a chair. Lovely, Natalie's here.
Do we sing Kumbaya?
We don't sing Kumbaya, but we get. Can you? You, Darren. Come here. Come and join.
Darren.
Come on in. Sit on Mike's lap.
Darren.
No, Darren. Not that way round. So now we have Darren and Mike together on the radio. You were just nodding along with what Mike was just saying about the family.
I mean, family is the way to describe the relationship between the hosts and the management and the show setup as a whole. And I think of it exactly like that. You know, we will very, you know, you see me, Rick, and Natalie very close to each other.
And me? You did it.
And Katie.
Jesus Christ.
When she answers her messages. When she answers her messages. Now she's stroking my back, which is quite cool.
I'm just giving him a little back itch just so that he says nice things about me. I mean, I could grope his testicles, but I'm told by Mike that I've got to not do that.
When I go home, I'll be telling all my friends that Katie Hopkins rubbed my back.
Yeah, be very clear about back.
Actually, me rubbing your back.
I'm rubbing mine.
But to the family, so people here on the chat saying, this is the place that I belong. I love being on here. Tribe, the tribe massive. That's our collective noun for TNT Chatters is the tribe. Mm-hmm. So everybody smile at the camera. There we go. We're doing group shots while we're doing it. Excellent stations. Got my stickers in the van with pride. Listening for hours every day. I just love it. That's what you boys have created. Seriously.
While we're on chat, we do have a Rick Munn's coming up next.
Oh, now. God. Have we got a bigger chair?
We're trying to work out, though, how, because Rick's from Ireland, and the translation to English from Rick is, it's not there.
I've got subtitles on his shirt today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because these are academics here. They won't have a clue. I mean, he speaks like a gutter rat in Ireland.
He does.
People are asking, Mike, and you boys can answer this question, how do we get TNT stickers?
You could go to our shop.
Where's the shop? Tell people where it is.
Just go to tntradio.live and there it says shop.
It says shop. You click on it.
You click on it.
And then there's stickers.
There's all these things.
What is there, Mike?
Well, there's T-shirts, there's cups, there's mugs. There's
stuff for your furry family.
Yes.
I always think you're talking about me when you say that.
Well, I am.
Sorry. Beautiful people on the chat, you all make me feel, oh, this is emotional, man. You all make me feel so connected and hopeful. I mean, it is meaningful, this, for all the laughter and all the Mickey taking. It is a big thing, isn't it, Darren?
Yeah, we get a lot of messages saying that if it wasn't for TNT, I would feel alone. It's nice to know that there are other people out there that I can listen to that think the same way. It gives us hope.
Yeah.
We get lots of messages like that, not just on the live chat, but from other social media platforms, you know, like on Twitter, or, you know, Telegram.
And,
stuff
and
like
if you, if I, I'll ask both of you this in turn. If you had one favor to ask of our listeners, if there's one thing they could do.
Spread the word.
So, okay, go for it. So if you were asking people listening now, what's the one thing they could do to help the radio station, to help Mike? I mean, apart from incontinence pads, but what can they do to help the station?
Yeah, we have a presenter. I won't mention Robert's name at all. but Robert said that he does 1 hour show on a Saturday, Brigitte Doctor. And he always runs out of the studio 1 hour, right on 1 hour, and
he says
he has a 45-minute bladder for a 1 hour show. So anyway, not like us, because we have willpower.
Yeah. Do you? Do. Your waistline says otherwise, Mike Ryan.
Don't be like that. Do you know how you change your tune?
He's not that fat. He's not that fat.
No.
Well, relative to...
To me.
Relative to Rick.
No, Rick, no.
Rick, we're saying Mike's not that fat compared to you. No, in the right place. In the right place. Oh, I say, in the right place.
How could you be fat in the right place?
I know how you could be fat in the right... Have you? That is only a question a male would ask. Females know how men can be fat in the right places.
They all knew. Last night when I was on the table.
I saw right up your kilt.
I used to be a pole dancer.
Mike Ryan, you did not.
I did. I injured myself.
What's the one thing, back to the serious question, you said tell other people, Mike, something different.
Just spread.
What can they do? One person, tell one person, ask them to listen. Give it a try for an hour.
I think the best thing to do is to spread the word. Now, can I just say one thing?
You can say, we've got time. I'm watching. Okay. Don't worry. I'm being professional.
Excellent. At least one of us is professional. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to go vision. And we're setting up a studio back at HQ in Australia. And vision switches the whole lot. So
I've ordered my nipple tassels already.
That's right. So
serious, Mike.
So
be serious.
One good thing that will happen is that eventually the entire station will be streamed on camera, which would be really nice. And
Is it in the Gold Coast? Is it on the Gold Coast?
We're opening also in Dubai.
I'm very much like...
Worldwide.
Yeah, can you hear this? So there's me going like, that's the bikini board. That's my sun lounger, live from Dubai. That's my new home. So you're going to move me to Dubai, Mike?
Is that what
you just said?
No, we need you here.
What? No,
it's
no.
It's cheaper.
I thought I heard you say you're going to move me to Dubai.
No. I said goodbye.
So what about, if someone buys something on the shop, does it help?
Yes.
Some money will help keep the switches plugged. I don't know. No one's making a lot of money here.
The best thing that people can do is Darren takes a photo of you. The best thing we can do is to spread the word, because not enough people know about us. A lot do know about us, but there are many, many others that don't. And it's all very well preaching to the converted. What we have to do, though, is preach to those that are sitting on the fence
And could join us.
Yes.
Those who are available to us, right?
Or afraid to speak out because they don't believe that there's enough people out there who think the same way as they do. And by listening to TNT, they will realize that actually there is a much larger community out there apart from the bubble that they've been sat in where they think they're all alone. So spreading the word is vital for TNT Radio.
Can I ask as well, people are asking on the chat. So we're here live in Bath. People are asking, is it possible that we could do TNT on the road? So bring more of this on the road.
We should.
I'm just getting Natalie to also lean in so that she can say hi. This is lovely, Natalie.
Well, hiya, everyone. I'm here too.
Look, we're all leaning over.
Or a family get together.
Yeah, no, Natalie's here as well. But could we, is it a possibility? Shit, I nearly knocked the table over. Not to worry. Are you shocked that I swore?
I always swear.
Is it possible, Mike, that we could bring TNT on the road?
Yes,
people are asking.
It is. I hadn't thought of that, but what a great, see, a marketing meeting is happening at the moment. But yes, I think we should too. I think we should. We should get involved with
Little
speakeasies.
Carol can be the cheerleader.
Yeah, you go around to Mike a minute. And then, because I just want Natalie to be able to say hello to show that she's here as well. Thank you. Natalie, tell us people about your behaviour last night.
It was terrible.
Well, I thought I was rather behaved. Katie put me in line.
What did we do before we even started at the dinner last night? What did you and I do?
We felt there might not be enough wine at the table, so we ran to the bar and I got a white and Katie got a red. So
we're a perfect team.
We worked well as a team together.
And I've got other people here saying that they're estranged from their own family. And that you, Mike, and you, Natalie, and Rick, and Darren, and the others, you've become their family. Do you see that that's what you're doing?
Yes. My family, for example, haven't been disowned, but they're not at all interested, which is a bit sad.
I certainly...
But I think family is probably mostly in the head. My mother said, you might be family. I may not like you, but I do love you. And I think all families still love their children or those that feel estranged. But I also think that it doesn't mean you get back together. They may still love you, but they don't like what you do. I think whereas what we're doing here is that we are replicating a family that will put up with an opinion that we may not like. And I don't like everybody's opinion. And not everybody likes my opinion all the time. But we have the right to be able to have an opinion, providing it's not frivolous either. I mean, we've got to have some respect, I think.
Respect for the listener, surely.
Yeah, well, respect for your fellow human being. Without that, the world is what it is now.
I think a lot of people also have, over these last 3 years, fallen out with their families. I mean, I've never had a great relationship with mine, but particularly for friends over COVID, they stopped speaking to me, all my friends from school, so I'm still not in contact. So like you said on the chat, for a lot of people, they're in similar situations and it's an emotional bond. They feel connected to the people here because we feel the same things. We've gone through the same things. We've been speaking out and they've experienced those things.
And you and Rick are coming up next, aren't you? So what will happen is seamlessly, without any clattering or banging, it will be like the most professional thing. Mike, don't be laughing. Yeah, absolutely professionally done. We will seamlessly hand over to lovely Rick and Natalie who'll pick up the baton.
No, not lovely Rick.
Oh.
No, lovely Natalie.
Lovely Natalie.
Just Rick.
Oh my goodness, who's even coming next now? I'm confused.
No, it's just Rick and lovely Natalie and lovely Darren.
Oh, and lovely Darren. We can say that as well.
Yes,
okay, perfect. I also wanted to, there was something someone was asking about and I'm trying to find it on the chat so I could ask you because it struck me as being very important. People are asking, are they wanting to get to Bath? I tell them, how long are you guys here for? How long is the TNT Roadshow here for?
Till Sunday.
Till Sunday. So if people can make it here,
yes, they can.
They don't. I think they could just come up and see TNT without having to. They don't have to pay for the conference, do they? They can just sneak in. Apex Hotel. Yes,
Don't tell anyone. Do you notice I've just thought of something?
What?
Because we actually broadcast in stereo.
Yes.
Just imagine.
You've got to whisper still.
For one person.
Well, you speak from both ends, most days of the week.
A bit like the exorcism, but you're a part of it.
People saying here, TNT Roadshow is like Radio Caroline. That is exactly what I felt this all the way along.
That crashed onto the rocks.
No, it was the most glorious thing of all time, is what it was.
Yeah, and pirate radio.
pirate. This is pirate radio, but in real life. Yes. And that's why we need to take this boat that rocked and we need to rock it round the UK.
Yes, that's right. The head. That's right.
Right?
We need the head, to. Yes, me. Yes. I'll have a chat to Jen about that. We will now go and buy a boat.
An oil in tanker. Dubai.
Look,
I'm making Mike think this is his idea. This is the genius of what we do in intelligence, right? You make a man think what was your idea was his, so he's now buying a yacht in Dubai for me to bring you TNT. Oil tanker, you bastard.
I know, sorry.
My darlings, what we're going to do now is I am going to merrily segue us into the top of the hour. These beautiful people here, lovely. Thank you so much, Natalie. Thank you so much, boss. You're a bloody legend. You really are. I put the effort in. I even shaved my legs above the knee.
I did too.
Did you? I noticed. Your ass was smooth as hell. Good Lord. So these two are going to... Thank you both. Thank you. These two are going to go and get fuel for the fire. They're going to eat chocolate, drink coffee, do whatever they have to do. I'll just give you a quick summary of where the room's at. Darren's talking to little Carol. Lovely wifey is too glorious, is being approached by 1,000 good-looking men who've realized there's an opportunity. We've got Rick Mann just sturdying his entire body weight on the back of a chair, which is crumbling into the middle distance. And I'm frankly sweating from the crotch. And on that note, good people, I say to you, go nowhere, because this is your family. We are the tribe. My name is Katie Hopkins, and this is TNT Radio.